The IGU is seeking a $7.5 million line of credit from the North Star Borough to help pay for natural gas projects, including local storage and distribution infrastructure.
I would call it a bridge loan in my world, yes.
IGU Board Chair Pam Troop says the borough money, combined with a bank loan, will enable the public utility to keep working until bonds can be issued.
We are in the process of getting a bond credit rating, putting together our information to do that right now. And that should be forthcoming by September.
Whether it's credit, loans, or bonds, the IGU plans to use the money to advance a plan to truck in and distribute more Cook Inlet gas in the Fairbanks area and then sell it for less than the cost of oil. IGU manager Dan Britton says the current delivered gas price is close.
It equates to about $2.77 per gallon of heating oil. In today's market, it's pretty competitive.
Britton says that'll get better when the IGU secures a new Cook Inlet gas supply contract and expands local distribution to more than its current 1,100 customers.
We'll be able to spread our fixed costs over those increased volumes, which will reduce our rates.
Formed in 2012, the IGU has benefited from over $300 million in state financing, and the utility has purchased a private gas company and its Cook Inlet gas processing plant, expanded local distribution lines, hired an LNG trucking contractor, and is building a large holding tank in South Fairbanks, a storage project Troop says has gone $10 million over budget.
You can have surprises that you're not expecting. So that certainly happened.
What really would have worked for Fairbanks is if you could just figure out a way to get propane at an affordable price out of Canada and not have to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on storage tanks and gas distribution grids.
Merrick Pierce has long been involved in efforts to bring more natural gas to Fairbanks, but says the IGU is spending too much on infrastructure, resulting in gas too expensive to drive significant residential conversion from more polluting heat sources.
They're not going to spend $10,000 to convert so they can pay double what they're paying now for firewood.
IGU is going exactly backwards.
Another IGU critic, longtime local attorney Mike Wallery, points to area coal-fired power plants, large fuel consumers he says should be targeted first to transition to gas.
Every utility business plan in the world focuses on commercial anchor customers first, and then builds out the residential from there.
The IGU's Troop counters that the utility is talking with one of those large fuel consumers, Golden Valley Electric Association.
In the middle of, talking with them now, I think that'll be probably in our futures.
Troop and the IGU's Britton both stress that the utility is pursuing a multi-decade plan to transition the community from coal, oil, and wood to natural gas. Whether the vision is enough to convince the borough to advance the IGU a $7.5 million line of credit will be decided by the assembly. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.